Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase shares with you today some of the amazing events that will be happening across our state over the next 6 weeks in commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day and in celebration of Black History Month. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and we're joined today by Celeste Bembry, UNI Student Recruitment and Retention Coordinator. Celeste is also a singer, a concert artist, a lecturer, and producer of Black Music Experience Concert Programming. And Celeste, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good to be with you, Jacqueline. Within our Iowan communities and culture, there are many occasions where we pause and reflect on our common humanity and sacrifices, albeit military celebrations, Holocaust remembrances, global considerations, etc. Today, with you, we pause as Iowans in solidarity with our entire nation to remember the sacrificial life, the commitment, the vision of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., an important distinction, as well as pay homage to the significant contribution of Dr. King and the civil rights movement for the good of our whole country by sharing Iowa's 2019 Black History Month events. Got a historical fact to share with you. Our national legislation in 1983 designated the birth date of Dr. King, January 15th, as a federal holiday. Well, in 1994, Congress distinguished the third Monday of January as an annual national day of service, providing the workforce a day off to be available for a day on for service to people among our larger community. So Reverend Dr. King holiday provides us the space to stretch ourselves, to strengthen communities for justice and compassion's sake to all people, for all people, a core principle of Reverend Dr. King's vision for America.
With Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up this Monday, let's start with special Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day events.
Okay.
I'll Make Me a World in Iowa, the only African-American festival in Des Moines, holds their annual two-day festival on January 25th and 26th. Their African-American Festival Day Education for Middle and High School Students is on January 25th, and that's followed by their Art, History, and Culture 21st Annual Celebration Day on January 26th. And all these events will be held in Des Moines.
In the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area, the University of Iowa is making Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day into a celebration of Human Rights Week. On January 21st at the U of Iowa, hosting a day of service starting at 8 a.m. in the IMU second floor ballroom, where volunteers will receive their community assignments. Really cool stuff. Throughout the entire week, students, faculty, and staff will join forces for afternoon human rights convocations. There will be a documentary viewing of The Price of Free on January 22nd at 9:30 p.m. in the U Iowa's Boyd Law Building, and again on Wednesday, 8 p.m. in the U Iowa's Papa John Business Building.
Continuing at the University of Iowa, on January 23rd at 2 p.m., Grinnell College President Dr. Reynard Kington will present a lecture at the U of I Medical Education Research Facility. And also on January 23rd at 9:30 p.m., author of The Black Klansman, Ron Stallworth, will speak at the Englert Theater. And on the afternoon of January 24th at the Iowa Memorial Union, starting at 1, they will host a lunch and learn event called STEM for Social Good.
Happenings in Ames on January 29th at 8 p.m., Iowa State University is hosting Brian Stevenson, founder of Equal Justice Initiative, at the ISU Memorial Union Great Hall for a lecture called Race and Justice in America. Then on January 30th at 8 p.m., the ISU Memorial Union Sunroom, Rashad Ali Cromwell, will share information on Black and multicultural Greek letter fraternities and sororities and their contribution to society.
At the University of Northern Iowa's Mocker Union on January 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m., they will be assigning volunteers to three different sessions of backpacking meals for the Northeast Iowa Food Bank's Backpack Program as part of their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day Services event.
That's cool. In Decorah, the Luther College Valders Hall, on January 21st at 7 p.m., Roger Pulliam presents a Martin Luther King Jr. lecture.
Coe College in Cedar Rapids on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is starting with music at 8:30 a.m., along with keynote speaker Dr. Evelyn Carter at 9, followed by four sessions focusing on creating and sustaining equity, diversity, and inclusion on college campuses.
Nice. On January 19th, from 5 to 7 p.m., the State Historical Building in Des Moines is the site for their 30th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. This event will include a gospel musical called I Have a Dream. You know I like that. It's about Dr. King Jr. and the civil rights movement starting in December of 1955 with Rosa Parks and leading up to the fateful assassination of Dr. King on April 4th in 1968. Then the I Have a Dream will be performed by Herman Laverne Jones Theater South Company. Sounds really promising.
On January 21st, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., the African American Museum of Iowa in Cedar Rapids is collaborating with Veterans for Peace Chapter 169 to create peace poles for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm. The museum will have the peace poles and supplies for decorating.
That's cool. And on February 21st at 7:30 p.m., the Hancher Artist Series, and we love these, is hosting vocalist Damian Sneed in concert. The performance called We Shall Overcome, a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King, will weave together a rich palette of African-American music along with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches to uplift and challenge concert goers. The program will be held on Hancher's Hadley stage.
This is just a few of the many Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. programs being hosted across the state, and be sure to check out events being held in your local area. Celeste and I are going to take a peek now at some of the Black History Month happenings across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State University is celebrating Black History Month with a variety of programs throughout February.
Yes, and on February 3rd at 2 and 7:30 p.m. at the ISU Alumni Center Ballroom, Paxton Williams will portray George Washington Carver. The program will include gospel music performed by the Corinthian Baptist Church Praise and Worship Team from Des Moines. And ISU Dining is hosting a soul food lunch for Black History Month on February 8th. Don't miss that one.
In ISU's Howe Hall Auditorium at 10 a.m. on February 9th, there will be an interactive living history event called The Flying Hobos. Broadway actors will portray the former ISU student James Herman Banning, the first African-American to fly across the United States with his mechanic in 1932.
Wow. And on February 13th at 7 p.m., ISU will host a faculty and staff panel discussion on African diaspora and Black experience held at the Memorial Union's Multicultural Center. And opening on February 19th and on display through March 9th, at the Octagon Center of the Arts in Ames will be an exhibition by Cameron Gray called A Negro from the South.
Continuing at Drake University's Anderson Gallery now through February 1st is the exhibition Our Town, Reclaiming the Narrative. At Luther College in Decorah on February 24th at 10 a.m., Kara Baylor will lead a Gospel Sunday church service in the Center for Faith and Life. And there will be a film screening of Agents of Change on February 26th at Luther's Valders Hall.
Luther's Black History Month distinguished lecturer, Ibram Kendi, author of Stamped from the Beginning, will speak on February 28th at 7 p.m. And then on February 8th at 7 p.m. at the UNI's Lang Auditorium, there will be a night at the Apollo Talent Show. And on February 20th at 6 p.m. in Lang Hall, there will be the Tunnel of Oppression series of events.
The Wesley Foundation in Cedar Falls is hosting a gospel concert and soul food dinner on February 24th from 12:30 to 5 p.m.
Wow. And Ladysmith Black Mambazo will appear at UNI's Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center on February 23rd at 2 p.m. The University of Iowa will present a Cup of Justice series event at 11 a.m. on February the 6th in the Old Capitol.
And on February 9th at 3 p.m. in the UI Voxman Music Building Recital Hall, they'll present Jazz in the Fight for Civil Rights, Jazz as Activist Music. The Dubuque Arts Center is hosting many Black History Month events, including now through April 19th, the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibit called African American Art of the 20th Century.
Well, at Wartburg College, they will showcase two Black History Month events on February 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Student Center, a Diverse Love Day, and on February 16th at 8 p.m. at Wartburg's Buckmaster, a Peace Dialogue. Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad will be performed twice at the ISU Stevens Auditorium on February 18th, and I Have a Dream will be presented twice in Olwine on February 27th, again twice at UNI's Gallagher Blue Dorn on February 28th, and twice in Algonne on March 1st. Wow.
On February 1st at noon and again on February 16th at 8 p.m., Iowa Public Radio Classical will broadcast our 2019 Black History Month special. This year's program showcases the UNI Jazz Trombones and Trombone Octet, performing works by the world's most famous jazz artists. You can find out more details on our website at iowapublicradio.org. Please take advantage of some of these outstanding Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. commemorative and Black History Month event opportunities, which are coming your way across the state. Also, IPR has included several web addresses and more events for organizations hosting these amazing events, and you can find those on our website at iowapublicradio.org.
Great.
Well, many thanks to Celeste Bembry for joining us today.
Thank you.
Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase production thanks goes to Chris Fenton and to IPR's Alexis Hahn for her event research. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum. Thanks for listening. And please join with Iowa Public Radio in supporting our arts organizations across the state.